Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So super excited to have Best Bison on board. George, bruh. Even though you're on the Farrell's, like, this is health is good. Like, go get you a Best Bison burger at some point, bro.
You know what? And one thing about Farrell's that I've been like annoyed at now I'm at week 10 is that cooking has become a chore now.
Yeah, right.
So I'm always in the kitchen. I'm always cooking and I'm always doing dishes.
Sure.
And it's just like, ugh, that's like the one thing that I can't get by. So like, Chipotle was the only place that I would be able to eat because it's like fresh stuff. When you started talking about that, my mouth just started. Like,
I'm telling you, it's like a Chipotle where it's like it's
there's no added stuff.
It's fresh. It's. I mean, again, I didn't realize this until I went out there and really met with everybody and was able to taste test everything. Like healthy. I mean, it's half the calories of a regular burger. And I'm telling you, it is, you're not sacrificing anything on taste. It is delicious. You know, sometimes you have like a Philly or a burger and it's heavy.
It's so right?
Like,
heavy.
It's like you put on like a 40 pound weight on vest and you're like, oh God, it doesn't feel like that at all. It's delicious, dude. So right now, for everyone right now, I'm telling you, if you're driving and you're like, what am I going to do for lunch today? Go to Best Bison. Just go there. 78 the Dodge. And I know this isn't like, I mean, we're past like my 60 second spot with them, but I'm just telling you, unbelievable. I mean, and here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's crazy. Some people hear healthy and you think you have to sacrifice taste,
which
is a fallacy.
Yep.
Like you go to this spot, you're going to get, first of all, the health, yes, right? But like this food tastes amazing, dude. Again, I'm not going to lie. I went there two of the next 3 days. I ate Best Bison. I'm telling you, two of the next 3 days.
And it's one of those things, I've seen it and I saw the sign. I was like, I wonder, because I've had bison before and it's good. Always seen the sign. I'm like, but I've never like actually gone to it.
It is. And you know, like they got all this, they got like, you order on like a touchscreen kiosk, you know, boom, 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 boom. Then the food, you know, ordering it is cool. And like you also, as you're ordering it, you're getting information on the calories and all that stuff. You're like getting all that right there. You're like, all that's right there, bro.
You said it's at 78.
78th and Dodge, big dog.
I'm telling you. I got lunch in the refrigerator, but that might be tomorrow's lunch. Because I'm like craving like a good burger.
George, I mean, like, I want to say they're like the Best Bison burger is like a little over 200 calories or something like that. Go get you a Best Bison burger. And I'm just telling you, I mean, I said that, I mean, and the Philly was on point. I'm not even a Reuben guy either.
Wait, they got a Philly?
They got a Philly, dude. They have a Philly.
All right.
And this Philly is crazy. They also have this Best Bison sauce that tastes like. Sauce, boy, this got up and did a Harlem Shake. I'm just trying to tell you right now.
All right.
I want to do? What I wish I could. I almost want, like, I had this bet that on, like, I'm sorry about bringing this up, but like, I had a bet on if Tommy Armstrong threw fewer than a certain amount of interceptions that I would buy the entire state like pizza or something like that. Like,
oh wow.
It was a ridiculous bet, but I didn't. Tommy threw a lot of picks, so I was fine. But I'm go to Best Bison and have a bison burger. If you think it doesn't taste amazing, you can come like smack me in the face. You just come take one of those, like a glove, like, you know, like a duel. I challenge you to a duel. Come and just smack me in the face. That's how confident I am. It's the smack Nick in the face challenge. Okay,
challenge accepted.
Oh, man. Greg tweets at me and says, I've never been there before, but we have a Bison Buffalo Burger place here in Houston, and it's delicious. We'll check out at Best Bison when I'm up for the CWS. Greg, you're welcome. I'm telling you, this joint was and sweet potato waffle fries. Mommy.
So good.
Mommy likey. Love me some. Kim liked it. Mava liked it. We all liked it. Ooh. Okay. You know what we had before we went to Secret Life of Pets 2? We had Best Bison, George.
So it was set up.
Come on. That's what I was so crunk about my night. I had a Best Bison burger, sweet potato waffle fry, then went, man. You're welcome. Everybody driving right now. I'm looking at people driving on Dodge. Just keep going, people. Keep going. We're at 50th. Keep going to 78th. Keep going there. Check it out. It's amazing. All right, Robin Washit, Thor Tripp, all still to come. Game time.